Theron stepped through and came face to face with the club's owner. Morbo's private office was a testament to the gluttony, vanity, and avarice of his species. The crime lord's bulk was draped over a luxurious custom-made couch, and the rest of the room was cluttered with opulent gold statues, gaudy paintings, and other garish objets d'art fashioned in the crime lord's own image. Several female Twi'lek servants scurried about the room with downcast eyes as they whisked away the remains of what appeared to be a lavish and exotic feast for a dozen people, but which Theron realized was merely the hut's pre-auction meal. Morbo stared at him with unmistakable disdain. He clearly didn't see Theron as a threat, though his servants had all retreated and were cowering in the far corners of the room.
I told Rares no visitors before the auction,
he growled in Huttese. His voice so deep, Theron could feel it trembling through the floor and up into his feet.
Next auction, I should put that useless Nymordian up for sale.
Like all SIS agents, Theron was fluent in Huttese, but the language put a strain on human vocal cords, so he stuck with Basic for his reply.
I'm not here for the auction.
No? Then come back later.
Morbo's long, thick tongue darted out to lick away a spot of grease rolling down the jowls of his chin.
I have to show my merchandise in 10 minutes.
Theron didn't think it was prudent to mention that, because of him, the auction had been postponed indefinitely.
I'll be quick, great and mighty Morbo. What I have to say could be very profitable for you.
The combination of stroking the hut's ego and dropping the magic P-word grabbed Morbo's full attention.
Speak. It better be worth my time.
I know about the hit on the members of the old Tian Brotherhood,
Theron said, jumping straight to the point. Morbo laughed, slapping his meaty hands against the rolls of fat covering his chest.
You're too late. I hired someone else for that job.
I'm not bidding for the contract. I want you to call it off.
Impossible. The Brotherhood smuggled spice through my territory without paying my commission. You should know better.
I'm not with the Brotherhood,
Theron assured him.
I represent other interests.
Then why do you care?
This isn't a smart business move,
Theron continued, evading the question as his mind raced to come up with a convincing argument that wouldn't reveal who he was or whom he worked for.
Going to war with the Brotherhood could be expensive, but call off the hit and I'll find the credits to cover your commission.
This isn't about credits. Since Sedania took over, the old Tian Brotherhood has been expanding, looking for new territory. I need to send her a message. Nobody messes with Morbo.
Sedania didn't authorize this mission. The smugglers are working freelance.
Then she won't care if I eliminate them.
One of them works for me, Theron lied. If you hurt her, I'll care.
Her?
Morbo said with a cunning smile.
You mean the Twi'lek?
Theron didn't see much point in trying to deny it. He nodded.
You say she works for you?
Morbo continued, his tail twitching slightly.
But who are you exactly?
Someone who wants to see Zidania fail, Theron lied. I've worked hard to get my contact close to her. If you don't call off this hit, I have to start over.
Morbo chuckled, the rolls of fat quivering with delight. Clearly he relished the idea of a mole inside someone else's criminal organization. His eyes narrowed as he tried to assemble the random bits of truth and fiction from Theron's story together into a single theory.
You represent a rival looking to take Sedania's place? Another gang looking to bring the Brotherhood down? Law enforcement from the Tien Hegemony?
I really can't say.
It doesn't matter anyway,
Morbo said with a regretful sigh.
Your friends are ready to leave. They're loading the spice onto the ship. My people are already headed to the spaceport. You're too late.
Theron swore in old high gamma-rese as he spun on his heel and darted back into the hall.
As he ran toward the door leading back to the warehouse, he heard angry shouts of surprise coming from the other side. Someone had found the downed guards. He continued past the warehouse door, his legs chewing up the ground in long, quick strides as he continued down the hall and burst through the door leading into the club. The Gamorrean bouncers on either side were too surprised to try to stop him. Their job was to keep people from going into the back, not stop someone coming out. Theron didn't look back as he raced out the door and into the street, heading for the spaceport.